So speaking of topics that we don't want to talk about before you go home to your mother.
Hmm. What was the first topic that we don't want to talk about before you?
This is it. So, okay. Let's talk about tattoos.
Let's go home.
Hey guys, welcome back to the pod. Welcome back to Wild Till 9. This time next week will be the 100th episode, but also very exciting if things go as planned tomorrow. This stupid ass sign should be replaced.
The set is getting some plastic surgery that's been well overdue.
For so many months.
We've had the tools.
We've had the tools. We've just had not had the expertise.
No, I would go as far as say that, you know, sometimes we try and do things ourselves, quite literally,
yep,
and figuratively.
Mm-hmm.
This is not one of them.
I painted this wall myself, and I currently am looking at streaky spots up top that I did not quite hit.
Yeah.
So I don't love that for us.
So we're going to do it again.
And by we mean the people that we hired, the professionals and the experts that are going to do it for
us. Here's a tangent we didn't plan on speaking on, but now that we've brought this up, owning anything is just so...
I have been ignoring something wrong with my brakes for at least 4 months now.
And now you're the only one that drives that car.
I know.
So it's like, you don't even like get like the... I think it's easy to like... You know, like when you like don't even have to hide something that's like kind of broken.
Yeah.
Or less like, you know, like when you go to like any old person's house, mm-hmm. they'll just like, oh, it just does that. Yeah. That's probably not one of those things you should do that with.
No, it's definitely not. But here I am.
Okay. I went through every single time you hear a squeaky brake.
Yeah.
Think about the time your brakes don't work with Moose in the car.
It's not that they don't work. Everything's working fine, you know, as it seems right now. The problem is just that they are making lots of noise. So they're just working loudly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, whatever you tell yourself.
And if my windows are up, it's not that loud for me. So.
It's a whiskey kind of night on my end. So.
That is a heavy pour.
There's a thick bad ice cube in the middle of it that's displacing.
Oh, yeah, there's like a snowball in it. Yeah, I see that.
So okay. I appreciate that, the encouragement, but yeah.
That's so exciting. It's a Monday night. I love that for you.
Yeah. Tomorrow's going to suck.
Tomorrow's going to suck?
Yes. I'm quadruple tasking tomorrow.
That is so exciting.
Well, you know, so speaking of the thing that's going to have to happen here, I have like four things that I've been trying to get into the calendar for forever. All were like, Tuesday's great. Let's do it. And I'm like, oh, great. I'll do that. Wonderful.
What else do you have to book tomorrow?
I have to go to Beverly Hills for the haircut.
Okay. Of course, which is a necessity.
Listen, Redonda's been gone for 15 days. If I don't go today.
I was only semi-sarcastic. Yeah.
Be booked.
I know. I understand.
Someone's coming to the house to wire my police detector into the Tesla.
That's
mm-hmm.
tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Is that illegal to say?
No, not in the state of California.
Okay.
No, you can't do the-
It's a police detector or a speed thing?
The radar detector, yeah.
Yeah. Wait. So what is it?
It's not a jammer.
No. Oh my
Jammers
God.
Jammers are illegal.
What? So what does it do?
It just basically tells me when I'm going 97 miles per hour after I hit the gas 6 seconds ago that there's a cop in the area.
So it's a speed thing or a cop thing?
It's a radar detector. It's literally going to tell me if there are radars in the area, so I should stop and look down at how fast
like
I'm
the
going.
little radar speed guns that cops hold or whatever.
Yes.
That makes more sense. Yeah.
When I was a 16-year-old new driver, and like not caring about my own safety, I drove, I think, slower than what I do now because it was so. It's so easy to go fast in that fucking car.
Oh my God, literally. I'm not kidding. Baby, do you want to tell your joke that you made today? It is really good. Do you want to tell your joke?
I don't remember it now.
What do you mean?
You tell me.
Okay, so today.
Also, no one likes to retell their own jokes.
Yeah, that's weird. Sorry, that's weird. It's not as good. So Moose has been having liquid booty hole problems for the last week.
Oh God.
And I know, we're starting off episode 99 very strong. I know. You know what? The Tillys have been here for 99 episodes, and if they haven't left yet, a little story about Moose's liquid booty hole will not turn them off of the podcast.
Yep.
So Moose has had liquid booty hole for the last week, and it's been a...
That's the doctor calls it. Liquid booty hole.
Liquid booty hole, yeah. That's what his medication says for treatment of liquid booty hole.
Of the canine.
And I have been in mother nurse mode for the past week, like no other. I've been making chicken and rice. Our kitchen has never been used more than this past week. He's eating basically a bland chicken breast a day with like a massive scoop of rice, like a bland diet, which is like what dogs eat when they got upset tummies, which normally fixes things, but it has not fixed things. And so Moose has been pooping about every 4 hours on the hour. Jeremy sleeps right through it. Interestingly enough, in the middle of the night, sleeps right through it. So has a very peaceful resting night. Which is very convenient.
Doesn't seem to bother me.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to bother you.
But I can always tell in the morning when I wake up at, you know, a time that I know is before your alarm and you're gone. I'm like, another one. Mm-hmm. So we're going to sleep over on the couch tonight.
So we're having to sleep over on the couch tonight, which I'm very excited about.
Did you want to say my joke?
So I was dropping off a fecal sample to the vet. And I got in the car and Jeremy goes, "Poober has arrived. Poober."
Poober.
Poober has arrived. And then I rated my poober 5 stars because because he fucking floored it and I plastered myself with G-force against the seat.
Okay.
Anyway, no. So the poober.
I noticed no tip either.
Yeah, no tip for the poober. Hmm. The tip was my presence, okay?
Oh, yeah. Well, also I was like, do you want to go get some acai bowls?
Yeah.
And then you were like, ooh, no, but I do want to drop off this poop sample about a mile farther than when you want to drive.
And I also want to have the poop sample in the same car as where the acai bowl needs to be.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, I just like.
That was our morning.
I feel like we're watching a lot of television that is making us think about this more. But I think the things you do for your children, certainly more than I would do for myself.
Sometimes. Oh my God, are you kidding? Moose has never eaten so healthy right now.
Right, like, right.
Yeah, 100%.
But also, you're not cooking 3 times a day for yourself either.
Oh, fuck no. Are you kidding? Yeah. Hell no.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
And to be fair, if there was like a drop-off for like a bland diet for a dog, we'd probably look into it. I just don't think it exists.
Yeah. No, and it's not bad. I've never just made so much rice and chicken in my entire life.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of making rice and chicken, Dad got a new grill.
Wow.
Dad got a new grill.
New grill.
Yeah.
Exciting things.
Lauren.
I can't wait to see how much actual grill action this barbecue is going to get.
I mean, the same as the last one.
So none?
Okay.
Once every 2 months?
There are a few things that you want to just work in life. And when you don't grill as often as I do, and you're forced to grill when your friends are over, you want the thing to work and not almost blow up.
Right.
And the old one was on the teetering, like every single time anybody used it besides me, I mean, it made me feel better because it would just be like, holy shit, this thing is on fire at all times.
Jerry said that when they made burgers, that it didn't flame up.
But you noticed the last time everybody was here, there was just in constant fire.
I'm not in the barbecue area normally. That's not my area.
Well, you were in the blast zone. I'll tell you that much. So
because everyone's in the blast zone. If you're in the backyard, you are in the blast zone.
Yeah. The grill's not itself supposed to be on fire. And it always is.
Okay, well, I'm excited for you. What are we gonna do with the old barbecue?
Get fucking rid of it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm excited to see how much grill action this barbecue is. I feel like it's kind of been, I feel like you've had like a couple of things on your checklist for like self-improvement for your New Year's resolution was like, get the car. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. The barbecue. Now the barbecue's come. And then the gym membership.
I got it.
Which is here.
I paid for it.
But the gym, I don't think is quite open yet.
Sure.
So
but that's not my fault.
Yeah, that's true.
I've prepaid.
You have?
Yeah.
You have.
I'm in for a year.
You're in for a year. And
I got $800 for the fitness in my life.
Coming at you.
Yeah.
Super soon.
No, yeah. Well, also everything's just not available. You can't buy anything right now.
Like, what do you mean? Buy what?
Like that I've wanted to buy. So I wanted to buy a very specific Weber grill because it makes it so incredibly hard to fuck up. You literally put a it is connected to an app that tells you when meat is at a temperature.
You know
and
what?
It tells you to flip it.
If people didn't leave during the Moose Booty Poll, it's leaving during the barbecue.
Well, anyway, ladies, the Weber 435. Let me tell you right now. So it
really gets my girl going.
Yeah. So this is turning into a sexually charged podcast. We're talking about Weber grills.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Liquid
not sponsored.
Booty hole.
Not yeah that. And what's next?
Let's go circle back real quick. So Defending Jacob was a show that we were just watching with Chris Evans.
Okay. It's a little bit, to the point where I feel like we're in like the defending our child phase of our existence, thinking about how much farther that could go a liquid booty hole doesn't even seem that bad.
But today, as I was, basically, they didn't tell me to bring a fecal sample. Mm. I basically was like, hey, I'll pay whatever it costs for you to test this to see if my dog is okay.
You proactively.
I dumped one of my own medication so I could use the bottle. I went out there with a little plastic fork and fucking did a little scoopy scoop. And then I was like, hey, can I come drop this off with the little, it was in a baggie and it was in a bottle. So like it was fine. But it wasn't their idea.
Right.
To drop off a fecal sample.
You proactively were like, I think I should collect some fecal matter.
Oh, he's been liquid buttholing for so long.
He has.
And listen, as the only parent who hears the cries in the middle of the night to go do a 3 a.m. poopy run.
Yeah, well.
It is critical to my quality of life that we get this rectified.
Listen, I get it. Nobody likes a cranky Lauren.
No. Nobody. I'm making so much chicken. I'm making so much rice. I'm getting up in the middle of the night for a poopy butt.
Yeah. Okay, but to the point where we were watching this show called Defending Jacob with everyone's favorite Captain America.
Oh, yeah, big fan.
Long story short, no spoiler alerts, a kid gets accused of a thing, a murder, and the parents spend the entire season and series trying to defend the kid that they think is innocent.
No spoilers past that.
However, it certainly does illuminate the fact that I'm not entirely sure that there's not eventually a limit where I'd go, okay, maybe you should go to jail.
Yeah, well, I mean, Moose can do no wrong and would never do wrong, so I just don't even know where this would be applicable.
Okay, so what if Moose maimed?
He would never do that.
Okay, but I know that. Mm. You know that.
Yeah.
But let's say in a multiverse situation, Your pup maimed several other pups.
But he wouldn't do that.
I know.
Right.
But in this world, he did.
Okay, but so if it's a multiverse, though, and it's not my pup?
It is yours.
It is my pup. Oh, my pup would never do that.
Okay. Well, this makes for a very short topic.
One, I've got a Voltaire TikTok for you. Two, at the gym, some girl was like kind of looking at me and I was like, oh shit, like, is it cause like I'm hogging the 15 pound weight? Is it cause I have my shorts on inside out? Like I was like running through the options of like why she might be looking at me weird. And she leans over, takes her headphones out. And I was like, oh God, here we go. I was like, what's like something is wrong with me. Like obviously
what's
like-
What's this bitch got to say?
And she was like, do you have bull terrier? And I was like, oh my God, like, yeah, I do.
On the list of 100 things you could be.
That's what I thought was coming out of your mouth.
I'm not entirely sure there's a more exciting one.
Oh my God. It made my whole day. It made my whole day this encounter. So do you have a bull terrier? And I was like, yeah, I said, I do. And she was like, Moose? And she's like, I was like, yeah, Moose the bull terrier is mine. She's like, yeah, I recognize you from his Instagram. And she's like, I have a bull terrier. And like, you know, there's not that many bull terriers on Instagram. So like we follow all of them. And I was like, oh my God, show me your bull terrier. And then we sat there in the gym showing each other pictures of our bull terriers. Our bull terrier's name was Cleo and she was adorable. And it made my entire day.
Okay.
That's not the first time that someone has come to me and had no idea of like my career online, had zero idea.
What's your career?
Truly, you tell me. Literally, you tell me. I don't know anymore.
Okay.
And it's not the first time that someone has come up to me to recognize Moose's talent and presence on the internet. And I am the
caretaker.
The humble caretaker. I am the humble.
Talent management.
Talent management and keeper of the booty hole.
Yeah.
Keeper of the chicken and rice.
You're it's the caretaker of the booty hole. He's the keeper. You caretake.
I caretake and he's the keeper of the booty hole. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll let that just stew.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor. You can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings. But I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I'm gonna read. So I mean, for our audio listeners, it's just a bull terrier. Like it's just a bull terrier. But I'm gonna read aloud the caption for everyone's enjoyment. I can't look at my dog and take him seriously. He doesn't even look real. There's absolutely no evolutionary reason he should be shaped like an egg. Why is his nose 15x bigger than his eyes and his big ears and stupid little tummy? He could not survive in the wild alone. The comments are so funny. One's like, don't be mean.
Okay, but like, she's not wrong.
Oh my God, no, 100% completely accurate.
I mean, dogs in general, from an evolutionary perspective, mm-hmm. I don't think mankind's fucked with a breed.
A species
more than dogs.
Than dogs, 100%. There's this other trend going around on TikTok right now where it's like it's just talking about how like the ancestors of a dog, you know, had to go and like, you know, feed off of they had to be a predator for prey and go and kill and find food, and then it'll be like a golden retriever wearing like jammies all tucked in with like a stuffy in his child size bed, but it's actually for a dog.
Dog's utility has moved from the farm to inside your head.
Inside. You mean inside of our bed?
And bed, but yeah. Inside your head.
Inside your head.
I mean, like the mental, like the emotional and mental support inside your head outweighs their, you know, utility in the physical world.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, 100%.
That's what I mean.
Also, we are without producer Devin today, hence why I'm holding my own laptop and it is very sad. And we
like a pleb.
We miss you, Devin, so much. Ugh. As I play my own bull terrier video.
on airplay. On repeat.
I know, on repeat as it just loops over and over and over again. You know what though? I hope I'm giving her lots of, you know, I think the most I've ever made on TikTok in a day is about $4.
Okay. Turn up.
So I probably earned this girl maybe like 2 cents.
Nope. I don't think so.
Yeah, maybe not.
No. Okay, got it. You got a lot of bull terrier content today.
Oh my God, a strange specimen with her germ of a dog. There's a germ. Oh, his name's Nigel. That's a funny. That's Nigel. When anyone names their dog like just like a wildly human white man name is so funny to me. Like Ken, like me as Corgi Ken.
Peter.
Like Peter. Yes, yeah, stuff like that.
James.
Ken's backup name. Mia was deciding. Oh, Craig was deciding between Craig and Ken. This just makes dogs so much cuter when their name is just like a basic white man's name.
I feel like all of the dog names we have in our head are like inanimate objects.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. We're like, your name is Cheese Stick.
Well.
But like, imagine like there's just like a golden doodle walks in and you're like, what's up, Jeremy?
I hate that.
What kind of dog do you think you'd be?
Me?
Yeah. Oh, this is hard. What kind of dog do you think I would be? And what kind of dog do you think that you would be?
You?
Yeah. I know exactly what kind of dog I'd be.
A poodle?
No. Oh my God, that is so offensive. Also, poodles have really high IQs and like I like myself, okay? But okay. I wouldn't categorize myself as having an extraordinary high IQ.
What would that be then, Lauren?
What would I be?
Yeah.
I think I'd be an Italian greyhound. Little ones, because they're very noodly.
Okay.
I'm noodly.
Yeah.
They're a little shaky and anxious, but also love being swaddled in blankets. Okay. And they're lazy.
Okay. What would I be?
I'm having trouble.
I can see me being a husky.
No, huskies are like high energy. Like Husky is a working dog in the snow. You don't like doing any of those things.
Okay.
Maybe a Great Dane.
Okay.
Because like Great Danes are pretty loafy, but also large.
Okay. Mm. Loafy and large. That's what you think of me.
I would say Weekend Jeremy is a Great Dane. Tell me I'm wrong. Weekend Jeremy is a Great Dane.
Okay. And then the 5 days between the weekend? Okay. Well, you noodle on that. We'll hop back into a new topic. And then when it strikes you, I'm right here.
You know what? Let me look at a quick list of dog breeds real quick.
Okay.
Oh, here's just like 100. Okay. There's got to be something on here that makes sense for you. No, Labradoodle, no Labrador, Great Dane. See, I really do think the Great Dane is Gooch Boob.
They have a life expectancy of like 17 seconds. Also, I love how all your ads are engagement rings. Jesus Christ.
We also have done like 3 podcasts now talking about engagement rings. Uh-huh. So I don't know what
Keep
you think
scrolling.
Else could possibly be. I still think Great Dane is fitting.
Okay, what else?
Oh, Bull Terrier is number 27. That makes me so happy. I mean, okay, like what are your, maybe you're a hard worker, but I just feel like, actually maybe you could be a husky because huskies have lots of fur, got lots of hair. Mm-hmm. You're a hard worker, mm-hmm. but they're just so like, I feel
mouthy.
Like.
Mouthy.
Escape artist. You're a husky. Congratulations.
Next. So speaking of topics that we don't want to talk about before you go home to your mother.
What was the first topic that we don't want to talk about before you?
This is it. So, okay. Let's talk about tattoos. I feel like every person can relate with, well, most people can relate with the people with like the stress yeah. when it comes to doing a thing that they don't know if their mother and father are going to reject or accept for the first time.
Uh-huh.
And then it gets easier over time.
Uh-huh.
I'm not entirely sure that latter portion applies to you.
No. Gail and I had one step of movement in the right direction. As soon as I say this step, we're going to walk it right back. But I made a comment because my two cousins, so my Nana just passed away. And she obviously is from my Japanese side. And my two cousins have our Japanese surname tattooed on them. And so when Nana passed away, I kind of always had in my head that like I would also get Kobayashi tattooed on me.
Okay.
And so I made a comment about that. And my mom kind of was just like, yeah. And I was like, what the fuck? What? I'm sorry. Did we just skate right over that?
Was she actively doing something that required 100% of her attention?
Like she was like invested in the conversation. We also weren't like heavily drinking or anything too.
Right. And usually that doesn't help that scenario. I think actually that would hurt.
That actually might make the scenario yeah. worse when there's alcohol involved. You're so right. And so anyways, I'm going to get that tattooed tomorrow. Plus maybe other few others.
Even tomorrow.
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
So you're gonna leave me alone with 19 things going on in the house.
I told you. I was like, I am gone all of Tuesday.
Great.
I am gone all of Tuesday.
So
our son has liquid buddy hole and I am gone.
So how many tattoos will that bring you up to? You're getting more than one. I'm sorry. Are you hiding the other two behind?
No. I'm counting. I don't remember how many I have. I think I have 11. Do I have 11 now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I have 11 now. So that'll bring me
Are you hiding the other ones?
14.
Are you hiding the other ones?
What do you mean other
you're
ones?
So you're getting 3?
I'm getting 3 tomorrow.
Did your mom know about the other 2?
No. I don't know why you're trying to stir the pot right now.
I'm just trying. Okay, so you're getting the Kobayashi. What else are you getting?
I'm excited to show my dad this one. I'm going to call him and show him so that he can be genuinely excited because I know that he won't be able to share. He won't be able to show the amount of excitement that he wants to if I show him at the same time as my mom.
Okay.
So my dad's had the same race car forever.
He might sell it, but yeah.
Yeah, but it's okay if he sells it now because we'll have it on my body forever as a family.
True. Okay.
And so it is. I'm just getting a little outline of his Vega right here.
Uh-huh.
Cute. And then the other one has just completely no meaning whatsoever.
Which one?
It's so on the back of my forearm. So I call these cootie catchers now that I am getting this tattoo and I just ask everyone like, oh, do you remember those cootie catchers? I'm learning very quickly that no one else except for my elementary school called it a cootie catcher in my summer camps.
If you ask me what a cootie catcher is,
yeah.
I would say
an STD.
I would, that or a pedophile.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, the little fortune tellers, the origami paper fortune tellers, big fan, like so nostalgic. And
like an outcome on each one.
Yeah. Yeah. And on the top, it's like pick a color. And then on the inside, it's got the numbers, pick a number. And then you'd already written the fortunes on the inside.
What's the same? There's a mantra you speak while you do them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
we were super cultured in Rockford, though.
Wait,
so you
might, oh my God, now I want to look it up. I didn't have a mantra for ours. So I feel like we had colors and you picked a color, and then if they chose yellow, I'd be like YELLOW.
That
might
be it. That could be it. That could be the mantra.
Okay, well, hang on. Now I want to know.
Okay. Survey says.
Again, we don't have Devin right now to help us all the audio says, but I just need everyone to listen to the audio. I was looking for the song that might go with the fortune teller. Let me turn this up all the way. I'm going to just...
This is going to be great audio.
Yeah, it's going to be really good audio.
What's your favorite number?
5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, so maybe there's not a song.
That's so nice.
So where this one came from is that there's this tattoo artist on TikTok. And basically, my whole life just revolves around TikTok. I don't know if we've maybe covered this in any other podcast, but it just revolves around TikTok.
They've got you.
China owns me.
Yeah.
China owns me.
Yeah.
And every part of everything I do. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's this artist who I think was like an established graphic designer or whatever beforehand, but he like blew up on TikTok from doing these tattoo design ideas or whatever. So he'll like pick a category. So he'll be like tattoos for people with anxiety. And then he'll do like, 6 or 7 or 8 or whatever, like little mini artistic tattoo ideas for people who have anxiety.
Sure.
And so they've blown up and he's done some really great brand deals with like Gymshark. He did one. This one came from tattoo ideas for people who are feeling nostalgic.
Okay.
Who is this again? Iron Giant.
Iron Giant.
Yep. Iron Giant, which was like, I feel like for some reason I get Iron Giant mixed up with the little toaster.
Ooh, both bangers of movies.
Right? Bangers.
And we'll hop back into people.
Little toaster?
No. People fucking with childhood movies very soon.
Oh my God. Yeah. We have a topic. We got thoughts. Okay. So first one is Iron Giant. Next we've got a little Game Boy. These are so cute with the little heart.
That's adorable.
Did you have a Game Boy?
Did I have a Game? Was I born in the 90s?
Yeah.
I had several.
You had several Game Boys?
Me? Of course.
I never had a Game Boy.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I didn't have a gaming device till I don't think I actually expressed any interest in having a Game Boy. I had a GameCube eventually.
Okay.
But I was like a pretty sportsy kid, I feel like.
I was a sportsy kid as well, but I had definitely, you know what though? Hmm. When you are a single child of a single mother and she works 9 to 5 and you can't come home. Mm-hmm. You
have a Game Boy.
You learn to find things that take your attention.
Did you play all the Pokemons?
All of them.
Did you beat all the Pokemons?
Obviously.
Sick.
Obviously.
Sick, bro.
Yeah.
A little Pokemon action.
Okay. Yeah.
Which I feel like, you know, is more relevant now than it ever has been.
Shout out Niantic.
This is cute.
That's gonna be adorable. It's gonna be adorable.
It's so cute.
Oh, it's cute.
It's really cute, right? I'll look the place. We can show the rest of them. A ring pop. That's adorable.
Love a ring pop.
Love a ring pop. We actually have ring pops downstairs actively in our cupboard. They are wildly expired, but we do have some downstairs.
You can throw them away whenever.
I forget what this is from.
Yeah. It's the frogs on the bike.
Yeah, the frogs on the bike. Like it's from something, but I can't remember exactly
like
what
back
it
when
is.
Cartoons be on Saturday mornings.
Yeah. Or a book or something.
Do they have Saturday morning cartoons in Canada?
Yes. We had Saturday morning cartoons.
Okay. I don't know if it was like, you know, a Tuesday evening.
Right.
Thing.
We've got Wednesday evening cartoons.
I'm shocked at the things you do and don't have up there.
We do in fact have Saturday morning cartoons.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't remember where that frog bike is from. So please let us know.
In the comments below, tell us how stupid we are.
So anyway, this is so interesting because I feel like, and you were excited by this. So this guy basically like offers up all these ideas and you buy like a tattoo token. So it's not an NFT. I feel like I don't want to make people upset. It's not an NFT. It literally is just like a $45 like certificate of like, hey, I'm going to get one of your tattoo designs tattooed on me. Here's $45 for like your permission. It's all just kind of based
on. By Taylor Penton.
Penton.
Go off, Taylor Penton.
Come on, Taylor.
No, there's something about the, I was in an airport not that long ago and it was you helped yourself to coffee, sandwich, this and that. And it was very much, it was in Texas. And it was like, honor system still works here. But that was
great.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, like there's a few bad apples that are going to spoil the honor system.
Totally. But like it was quaint to kind of be like, oh, everyone's not actively stealing from this thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Cute. Yeah.
So it's nice to be like, hey, if you get a tattoo of mine, why don't you pay me $45?
Yeah. I know.
It's great.
I know.
Like I'd like to think that as opposed to investing in the team to go out and search and see who, like, I think it's, I value art. You value art. Mm-hmm. We both value creating something that makes people feel good and their attention like goes, that I want more of this, right? Mm. And it's really hard, I think, sometimes to moderate that. Because when you find somebody who's like, as opposed to like, this is my art and every single person who wants a piece of it needs to like reach out to me custom
and request
access, which by the way, if that's the way you want to do it.
And like do commissions, but there's.
Right.
Yeah.
Which by the way, totally get as well. I think you should have the option to like, whatever you own, you should be able to monetize or not monetize the way you want. But I love that this guy's is like, here's a category. Mm-hmm. I stand by this work. Yep. And if you want to do this work, here's a way you can repay me.
Also, I think this is a really good way for him to even just get discovered because so many of these go viral.
Yeah, totally. Looks like it.
So like, tattoo ideas for people in their 20s that pretend they know what they're doing. People with anxious mind, people who are into Stranger Things, people with ADHD, people that live.
Oh, ADHD, let's do that.
You want to see this one? Yep. Okay, here we go. Okay, so we've got feeling but not dealing.
Okay.
Babe, do you feel like you feel but don't deal?
Sometimes.
Yeah, you feel like you don't deal. Midday appointments are your death. We've got a little skeleton in the ground with a tombstone that says midday appointments.
If I don't have the Adderall on me for, they just get rescheduled.
Yeah. No one likes a midday appointment. My ADHD is chronic, but this ass is iconic, baby.
Things that relate to my thicky dumpy.
My ADHD is chronic, but my ass is iconic. That is so good. I forgot. I feel like you're not forgetful.
Wash
and weep.
Yeah.
Okay. Daydreams. Mm. That's good. That's cute. I missed the first one. I went too fast.
I used to daydream a lot more before I was medicated. Yeah.
Be my obsession. Oh, that's cute. Be my your obsession.
You are.
That's so nice.
Well, you and Moose. It's a package deal.
That's so nice.
I was talking to my birth father not that long ago, and he was explaining to me, well, he told me that one of my siblings is ADHD, like very much so. It was like just starting the medication. And oddly enough, despite my bitching and moaning that my mother should have been a lot more receptive to that, I was almost sad when I heard that.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I guess the thing is that it limits some element of how your mind works, which has pros and cons.
I miss the creative version of myself.
Right.
And now I am not, I don't struggle with the things that like I think society deems as easily monetizable, but I'm not a creative individual anymore.
Right.
Which I used to be.
You want to have paint night? Ooh, you want to have and wine night?
That's not the creative I was.
Babe, I love paint and wine night.
Yeah.
You want to do some clay? I did some polymer clay today and I made a little.
You know, Adderall's not that bad. Let's keep going.
I made a little literally I was boiling chicken and I also had a little polymer clay jewelry tray that I had handmade that was baking in the oven because that's how you get it to harden and keep its form.
Right.
And so I was like, I've got a clay jewelry tray in the oven and I've got chicken on the stove for my sick dog. I was like, did I buy a kitchen for myself? Like, I don't think I did. Or no, I bought a kitchen for myself with the intention of not doing anything that was useful for humans. So there's this new tattoo place in LA and it's called Ephemeral Tattoo and it's so interesting. So basically they're tattoos that like kind of just dissolve after.
Should I go get a sleeve?
Let's fucking go.
How much? I'd be so upset. You'd also excited if I came home with a sleeve and you'd be like, that's the hottest thing ever.
Are you kidding?
But then I'd be so sad. You're like, oh, it's temporary.
Babe, you with a sleeve would be the hottest thing ever.
Like I had to like be a little more punk, but yeah.
What?
Would you be interested in me if I was in a suit, but then like when I took my suit off, I was just covered in tattoos?
Yes.
Got it.
What do you mean?
Got it.
The answer is always yes.
Cool.
Got it. To this. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Do you want to design my sleeve?
I mean, I'd be down.
Okay. All right.
Wow, this is so fun.
For episode 1,000, I'll go get covered in temporary tattoos, and the ones that I like, I'll keep.
Episode 1,000.
Yeah.
That's not that far. If we started doing little mini episodes, if we broke down every episode into like 10 episodes.
Yeah, sure.
And then we could get there a little quicker.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Fun.
Got it.
So there's ephemeral place. They do tattoos that dissolve within, I think about a year.
A year? Holy shit. All right. I take it back.
Yeah. Wait, how long did you think they were going to last?
Like every other temporary tattoo ever. You put the sticker on and then like, you know, you take a shower. It's
this
done.
This is like a medium, I guess it'd be like a medium length tattoo. Yeah, but there's just been like no in between before. You know what I mean? Like it's either been like.
Your tattoos are constantly fading.
What?
Your tattoos are just constantly fading.
Yeah, which is weird. So I have a friend who's gotten a few and they're like 4-5 months in, they still look really good, but I'm curious to see what they look like when they're like at the end of their lifespan, because there's never been like an in-between. There's been like the sticker kind that, you know, sometimes have actually lasted longer than you want them to because right. They just don't scrub off
like
sometimes.
Henna tattoos, they're like, it's been 3 weeks.
Yeah, like, okay, it's time to go.
This is a bad tattoo to begin with, and it's still a bad tattoo.
Time to go, yeah. And I actually had an ex-boyfriend who we went to a party and did a ton of temporary tattoos. He worked a construction job, so like it was fine the next day. It was like a summer job. He was working a construction job in the summer. And the next morning we spent a lot of time being super unsuccessful trying to get those temporary tattoos off. And like we covered him. And they were like the temporary tattoos that are done in like traditional style. So it was like hearts and anchors and doves and roses and what, you know what I mean? Like it was all like those
styles. Mom.
Yeah, mom in exactly with like thorns and the barbed wire and stuff. And so he got absolutely roasted the next day because we could not get them off. They stayed on for a very long time. But the hack, which I did not learn until much later in life, is baby oil.
Okay.
That's how you get a temporary tattoo off, is baby oil.
Well, when you go home this month and your mom's got baby oil ready to scrub.
Ready to go.
Yeah. I think you look hot with tattoos.
I love tattoos. I think they're so fun. I think they're great.
I think you should get as many as you want.
I'm going to keep doing that.
Great.
Yeah.
Next.
I hate that I'm literally saying this. I hate this so much. I had to buy Crocs for a video. I'm doing this video where it's like, this is kind of becoming a series where I try products from brands that have sponsored my YouTube friends. And so the Try Guys got this big Crocs brand deal, and they were, because I think like regular Crocs probably have sold literal billions of their product. They don't quite need the promo, but they have slides now. And
like they're bored.
Yeah, like, they're
everything's selling.
Like, ugh, we're so bored. What can we market? Because we're so bored with making, just crushing in sales. Yeah. So they have these slides, and they were doing sponsored video content for these slides. And so I was like, oh, this is perfect. And so I went online, went to go buy the slides, because like that's like the whole like shtick of the video. And I realized that they've got fuzzy slides.
Right.
And I brought them because they're my favorite things. I accidentally ended up with two pairs, and I'm keeping both because they're so much fun.
I see three downstairs actually currently.
Of the fuzzy ones, just two.
Okay, got it.
Just two. You might be seeing them just like all over the house because I continue to wear them and leave them other places. So it might feel like three, but it's only two.
Yeah. The sexual tension's at an all-time high in this house.
All-time high. Between Moose's poopy butthole and Jeremy's love for his new grill, my Crocs, it's just like the sparks are flying.
No comment. Keep going.
And so they're absolutely hideous. Like they are truly atrocious to the eye. And I will never be on board with the fact that they're fashionable.
Unfuckable.
They're just, I hate the way they look. The fuzzy ones, wildly comfortable. And this is not even kind of like the point of this conversation. The point is they have these things called gibbets. And gibbets are the stupid little charms that go on the stupid little holes of the stupid little Crocs. And they're charms. They're literally charms. And like, I just know that someone at Crocs who works there is a millennial who had one of those charm bracelets, the Italian silver charm bracelets that had the links that you replace with a link that's got like a little thing
those
on
were,
it.
Those were our arm hair removers.
Arm hair removers. And they were in the most iconic things. There was one specific store like at my local mall that sold them. And like, it was a treat when I got to replace and like get one of the charms for my bracelet. And like, you learned how to like unlink them and hook the new one in. And I just fucking know. I know that someone, whoever came up with this at Crocs, had one of those bracelets, because this is the modern day version of those charm bracelets. Is the stupid gibbets, because now I got the gummy bear pack of the gibbets and I'm like, well, fuck, I need something to be complimentary with the gummy bear gibbets. I'm going to get them so you can see them.
Please hold. Oh, good. We brought,
they're here. You want to get a tight shot of those with the fuzzies. You can see the fuzzies. They look like pillow slides, but obviously uglier and fuzzier, which is nice. But yeah, I got a gibbet that said today is canceled, which is really cute and pink and green. I've got the gummy bear pack of gibbets.
What does this cost?
This gibbets?
Yeah.
Expensive. Like,
how much?
Offensively expensive. Like one is like $5 and the packs are like between 20 and 40 depending, because they've done a ton of licensing deals with like Marvel, Disney, whatever, like all of the big brands.
Yep. So and that's what you're spending your money
now
on.
Now I'm being bamboozled into getting all these stupid packs of gibbets because now I've got open stupid holes for stupid gibbets to go in and I can't leave the stupid hole empty. So I have to get stupid, more stupid gibbets. That's what I'm spending all my money on. So okay. The ad reads in this video, just know that they're fueling my next gibbet purchase.
Yeah. We do have some legitimate like costs in our life.
Expenses? Yeah. My gibbets.
Yeah. I just, I will say that there's some things that I feel like we'll always be able to break through. Mm-hmm. Like I think millennials will age actually quite well because we love stuff.
We love stuff.
Like, you know, like minimalists sometimes they disappear into the distance.
Yeah.
Millennials are not minimalists.
No.
We
no,
love
no.
our things.
I would say like some Gen Z, you know what I mean? Like Gen Z, some of them are like minimalists, but also some Gen Z are literally have like coined the term maximalist.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I love stuff.
Yeah. I love stuff.
But also I'm not like precious with that stuff.
I'm a little bit of a hoarder.
No, you definitely are.
Yeah.
I'm ready to get rid of things. And you're like, but what should we do with this? I'm like, well, we have a new one.
You know how many times, literally today, I was looking for this, and I don't know why I would have thrown this out, but I was looking for my clay, like little rolling pin or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't find it. And I was like, this is why you don't get rid of it. This is why you don't purge your craft supplies, because then you lose shit that you should have kept. And no, I had to buy another one.
And in 36 hours, it'll be here.
And no, I bought one from the actual store today.
Oh, got it. So it's already here.
It's already here.
The point is, I just think that like, we will continue to
This is a very large like fighter plane going over our house apparently right now. Our whole house is shaking.
We will continue to relive repackaged ideas for us until we all die.
Oh my God. Anything with a charm on it? Anything with customizable charms?
Yeah.
Fucking count me in.
Also, I would like to think that like if an alien invasion happened and we all had to freeze all the things, I think that millennials would be some of the worst to be with because we want to bring all our shit with us.
Oh my God. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas like Gen Z and below, like I have my phone. So like, what else do I need?
What else do I need?
And like older than us is like, we read maps and understand, you know, how that shit works. Mm-hmm. I think we're actually like the prime fucked category.
Yeah. I agree. There's just been so much travel drama right now with like suitcases and stuff, just getting lost, taking forever, getting stuck because, airports are obviously just like understaffed right now. And so I'm going back to Canada, hopefully next month. I mean, it's booked, but hopefully Bubby's is better by then, et cetera, all the things.
If Bubby's is not better, you're still going. I'm just taking him.
Yeah. No, but so if Bubby's is not going, I'm thinking about the possibility of just checking a bag, or sorry, not checking a bag, just doing a carry-on.
You?
I know. But if we're going up to the cottage, like I really only, but see, even at the cottage, I bring like 19 bathing suits because you never know.
You never know. But also your bathing suits are the size
of
Kleenex.
So tiny. They're so tiny, right? So it's like, I should be able to do this.
Yeah, you're fine. But regardless, everything, it'll be fine. Moose will be fine by then. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
How long are you going for? 10 days?
You think that I could do a 10-day trip with a carry-on?
I'm asking, how long are you going for?
Seven.
Got it. Okay.
Seven. Got it. Honestly, it's not even the clothes. It's more like the issue with like having a ton of hair products and makeup and stuff.
I feel you.
But if I have Canadian versions of all of that, then I could get away with this.
I get it.
I could still bring 19 bathing suits because they are the size of Kleenex.
I want to talk about Winnie the Pooh horror.
Go ahead.
Isn't that fucking unreasonable? So did you watch Winnie the Pooh as a kid?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Which so I was a big Tigger guy.
Okay.
Big Tigger guy. And it's disturbing to me that a thing called public domain happens. And
that how this happened?
Look up the year that Christopher Robbins was released into the world.
Public domain, Christopher.
And by the way, I made this up, but I'm pretty sure it is. Yep.
Oh my God. January 8th, 2022. Wow, they turned that around quick. What that means.
I mean, they were doing production beforehand. So, little thing, at least in America. So, in public domain, after I think it's 76 years and some change, depending on like how long like the actual lifestyle or the life person, like the person that owns it lives, right? Uh-huh. But I think it's usually 76 years. A thing called public domain happens, which means anybody can grab any piece of IP, intellectual property, and do whatever the fuck they want with it. So all of the stories that were made in, what was it, the 20s now?
The 1926 from the Pooniverse.
Right. Pooniverse? for the Poon, the Pooverse. So that.
Do you not want to say the word poon?
Pooniverse.
The Pooniverse.
I mean, I'm on it. Okay. Pooniverse?
Pooniverse.
Okay. but like, you can bet your ass that Mickey Mouse is coming soon.
Mickey Mouse is coming soon, right? Yeah,
so all of the most iconic IP in the world will be able to be like sliced and diced in the weirdest of ways, legally and monetizable for the rest of our lives because of this exact rule.
Oh my God. The Great Gatsby novel entered the public domain a year ago, inspired sequels and planned animation as well as The Gay Gatsby and The Great Gatsby Undead.
Yep.
Yep. Oh my God.
Well, like, can you imagine like in you know 80 years, people are like, making like a whore DIY.
Oh my God. Let's fucking go. Whore DIY.
But you don't make any money on that.
Oh, okay. Hate that though.
Yeah.
Hate that then. Yeah.
So that's the point. You can use this for whatever. So there's a Winnie the Pooh horror story coming out, which obviously every-
Wait. Oh my God. Ryan Reynolds delivered perhaps the first prominent spoof of public domain Pooh when he appeared in a video posted in January to YouTube to promote his mobile service company by reading from a new book called Winnie the Screwed.
Yep.
Ah.
Yeah, no, like nothing's off limits. Nothing.
Oh my God. Wait, I wonder if there's, I want to see photos of how scary this is. Yeah, I mean, listen, everyone's going to go see it because it's so obscure.
But also it's tied to everyone's childhood between
the
ages.
Oh my God, it's called Blood and Honey. Shut the fuck up. Blood and...
It's disgusting.
Is
Tigger in there?
Oh my God, this ain't no bedtime story.
Doobie-doo-doo.
Live action horror film, gore filled retelling of the classic story. Underneath this piglet brandishing a knife, sitting above a corpse in a forest. Oh no. I've always been a really big Eeyore fan.
I can see that.
Yeah. Love
what's the,
Eeyore.
What's the quote?
That's Moose. The way that Eeyore sits is literally just how Moose sits. And I just see so many similarities. Like, I think characters like Eeyore were just prepping me to have a dog that sits on their bum like Moose.
I think characters like Eeyore are underappreciated for, like, they're not the standout favorite.
Yeah.
But the thing that people who didn't resonate with the mains are able to, like, feel, like, see comfort in.
Oh, I was totally, and I did like Piglet. Piglet was really cute.
Is it how, like, painfully just, like, on the nose it is that I love Tigger?
That's actually surprising.
What do you mean?
Because I feel like if someone had a Tigger personality now, you'd want to punch them in the head.
Yeah, but, like, did you ever meet me without Adderall?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You're pretty punchable when you're not on Adderall.
Okay.
But like, I think of you being in the same room as someone with that much high energy bouncing off the walls. And that's not typically the person you would gravitate towards.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
No, because I'm tired now.
Right, you're tired.
Yeah, I'm just tired.
I told you, Great Dane energy.
Yeah. Yeah, with a life expectancy of 13 years.
Lofi.
In
see, that doesn't
world.
Line up though, because you got cockroach energy.
Yeah.
That okay. doesn't quite line up.
Well, yeah. Okay. Point is, I'm not thrilled about this, and I'd like everyone to point out.
But
we'll
I didn't
go see
even
it. Absolutely.
Realize that the character under Blood and Honey is Piglet. Like, I didn't even realize that was a pig. Like, I thought that, I just didn't even think about it. I thought it was just like a man in a mask. But that's Piglet.
You're
holding
right,
a knife.
Piglet.
I didn't even realize
you have Piglet tendencies.
I do have Piglet tendencies for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of going to jail, how would you do
in jail?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking! I would have to befriend. I'd have to strategically befriend people to survive in jail.
And by the way, I think it's a great strategy for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you think I would do in jail?
I think you would end up running the business, running the biggest whatever business of moving whatever product needed to be moved.
Supply chain. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would have a couple tough years,
mm-hmm.
but then I think I'd figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you'd have to learn how to check your ego for the sake of not dying sometimes.
Well, I think I would either figure it out or I would figure it out. I wouldn't figure it out at all because my turn ended.
For you'd be dead.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I would cut mm-hmm. short. No, I think I'm enigmatic mm-hmm. enough to. Yeah. Or I think I'm a sponge enough mm-hmm. to be able to just like, okay, they're in charge. Cool. That's the rules. Mm-hmm. I think I'm pretty good. Like assessing like, okay, got it. They're in charge here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen to that person,
mm-hmm.
but don't take shit from this fucker.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that would be something that you'd excel at.
I would just, I would not even strive to take a commanding role.
If you were to be arrested for something that would actually land you in jail, what do you think it would be? I don't know. I don't know.
It'd be something stupid that I didn't realize was illegal. Yeah. 100% what it would be.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. I think also too, like as a Canadian visa holder, like I'm someone who would never even think about trying to like skirt by a law or something like that.
Once again, you'd have to know the law existed in the first place.
Right.
Isn't that kind of a weird concept though? We don't ever get like told all the laws.
No, not at all.
Like we all just kind of like abide, like, hey, like could be a good, reasonable person.
No, but then also everything is different state by state. Like even you being like, oh, the radar gun situation, like you're allowed to do da-da-da in California, but like with this, you can't do in California. Like no one can keep up with that.
My lawyers in London and a lot of the lawyers that I work with on the corporate side are all in London. And I've said many times, like, oh, yeah, but if you can do London, you can do America. And they're like, no.
Yeah, no. No.
You guys have states.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like mini countries.
And they're right. Like, the difference between Arkansas law and California law is very fucking different.
I'm Texas law versus California law? Like, very different.
I have like a general running order in my head as to what they are, but I don't really know. Like, I know in business what you can't do federally, but like, and like, I know California, but beyond that, I don't know.
Wild, wild west out there.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I would do everything I can to keep you out of jail. That's for sure.
I also would like to be kept out of jail.
Yeah.
Something else again. So equally as disturbing, but in a different sense. Did you watch Zoey 101? I feel like probably not.
Zoey 101?
Yeah.
I didn't catch that. I had a friend in it, I think.
You have some major cultural holes in your millennial childhood.
Some gaps. Okay.
Well, Zoey 101 is one of them. So anyways, there is...
Let me pull up the thumbnail while you talk to me.
On Zoey 101?
Yeah.
You know what's so funny is that I saw a picture from like when they were filming or like just like a scene. And in my mind, like when I watched it, they looked like, you know, old teenagers. They looked like, you know, like 18. Now when I look at photos from the show, I'm like, oh, these are children. These are literal children.
These are children. Yep.
And so anyways, so... Zoey, who is Jamie Lynn Spears, the main character.
Had no idea. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Jamie Lynn Spears. Yeah. That's why it was like also so iconic is that it was Britney Spears' younger sister, Zoey 101. She had a younger brother named Dustin. And Dustin, again, like you can see in the photos, is a literal child on the show.
That's a child. I'm looking.
And so he recently has joined TikTok.
Oh, Victoria Justice was on that.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes. 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 Yes.
So it breeds stars.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay.
I actually don't know if anyone else from Zoey 101 really popped off. I think one of the guys had like a few other roles on Disney Channel stuff. But anyway, so Zoey 101's younger brother, Dustin, has recently joined TikTok. Okay. And my whole life just, I saw TikTok.
Oh, I was confusing this with iCarly.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. We're not iCarly-ing.
Same thing. Go on.
It's not, but okay. So fucking Zoey 101's little brother from the show, Dustin, posts these insane thirst trap TikToks. He's obviously now an adult of legal.
What's his name?
What's his real name? His name is Dustin on the show. Paul Butcher.
Got it.
And Paul, he's like
Butcher
into BDSM.
Thirst. Oh, God damn it.
Oh, babe, I picked one out for you. Don't worry.
Okay.
And I'm so sad that we can't get the full experience because it's got Desperado by Rihanna playing to it.
Go ahead.
It really is just crushing childhoods everywhere because he's even wearing the PCA sweater, which is Pacific Coast Academy, the school that Zoey went to. And so it's just really taking every millennial's childhood and I don't even know how to describe it. It's so bad. Anyway, he's into BDSM and it's very scary and he's a child and now it's all very confusing. But he looks the same too. That's like the Dustin is his only personality trait. Pack it up. I can only see him as a child. You'll forever be 10 years old in my head. Oh God. And then he turns a belt into handcuffs and now his shirt is open. Oh my God. Oh, and there's red lights.
Oh.
You hated that, right? That was tough. And so many of his other TikToks are like, he loves a good set of handcuffs. It's a recurring theme in all of his content.
God, if there's one thing I don't want you to do, it's fucking handcuff me.
Seriously. I think it's just weird because he looks the exact same. Like,
well, he's got a baby face for sure.
Obviously, he is much older, but he looks the exact same. And so, like, everything just adds up to it feeling
his teeth. Jesus.
Weird. I know, right? Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, I hate it. I hate it so much.
Yeah. It's not for us.
It's not for us.
But I'm glad for somebody out there.
I'm sure someone had a mini crush on Dustin. You know, like someone who was watching.
Well, how old is he compared to us?
I'm scared to look, honestly.
Like, was he the little brother to us as well?
He was the little brother. Yeah, yeah. He would have been our little. So he's younger than us for sure.
Got it.
Unless he was just small.
Yeah, but you're like very old, Lauren. You're getting to the.
Oh my God, he's 28. He's 1994. Dear God.
Well, there's that.
Dear God.
Yeah, there's that.
Oh my God, the cast is now 30, 32. Oh, Jamie Lynn Spears is only 31. For some reason, I thought she was older than that.
She's 31?
Yeah, I thought she had a lot.
Just get her in the pod. Jamie.
We definitely could.
Probably.
We definitely
Jamie,
could.
If you're listening.
Yeah, we have the connect for sure.
We do?
Yeah.
We do.
We do.
Let's get Jamie on. Let's talk about this thing.
Oh my God, he's 28. Oh, that makes it. I don't actually don't know if that makes it. I don't know. I feel weird about the whole thing.
Our favorite fucking show right now.
Oh my God.
It's the most important thing that we have to talk about. I'm so sorry we waited until right now to talk about it. First off, I think that this man, if I were on my dying deathbed, I would insert him in place of me.
I didn't know where that was going with word insert. Go ahead.
Okay. Let's dial it back. I would insert him in place of me and say, take good care as I'm drifting off into death.
It would make your passing a little bit easier.
Taron Egerton.
Is so hot.
Yeah, no, it's...
Oh my God.
You used to put him on the second tier, though.
No, that's not true. I've always liked him. I always thought that he was really cute as Eggy in Kingsman. I will say him as Elton John was not for me personally.
Well, that's okay. I think he was going after a different breed of...
But like that type of guy is has always been really cute to me. Like Peeta Mellark but Taron is a way hotter version of Peeta Mellark. Like Peeta Mellark is cute. Taron Egerton is hot.
You know, me and that guy have some unfinished business.
Why would you even have business with him? He's so short. He's so tiny.
We shared an ex-girlfriend.
Oh, we're going to talk about this after the podcast.
You know this.
Oh, I don't think I do.
He's from Kentucky.
Oh, he's from Kentucky?
Yep.
I don't think I know this at all.
Northern Kentucky.
Northern Kentucky.
I think it's Covington.
I was just thinking about how I don't know where my Kentucky sweater went. I'm really sad about it.
I didn't take it. Anyway, point is, so he's in this new show called Blackbird. Uh-huh. It's on
Apple.
Yeah, whatever. I think he's the full fucking package.
He is the full package.
Yeah. Like, you know, I've always been Zac Efron gay.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to add Eggy.
Zac Efron, I would take Taron. I would take Taron.
Taron?
I would take Eggy over Zac Efron 100%.
Okay, let's not get crazy.
Because Zac is almost like too pretty. I think Zac is almost too pretty and Eggy is just like hotter.
These aren't insults. I get it.
Eggy is huge. Like he is, I will say, tattoos would make him hotter, but.
He might have them though. We don't know.
Oh my God.
I don't think he does.
You don't think? I feel like he wouldn't either.
Anyway, there's something about a British guy who nails the American accent. And is able to just, he's able to play a guy who gets thrown in jail with swag and intelligence and humor. What?
Oh my God, no, I'm just kidding. It's someone who looks like him.
Your face? I wanted to put your face back in your face.
I thought he was entirely covered, but it wasn't him.
That's weird, because who's that guy that you just made that face at? I would like to...
I actually don't know who this was. Let me find it.
And the point is, there's a show about a guy who has to get, you know, put in jail and basically bargains for his freedom based off of what information he can get out of. And
tell me right now that doesn't look like Taron Egerton, especially from far away.
From
right
97
now.
Feet yeah. away? Yeah, yeah, it's great. Yeah, yeah. Sure. And it reminds me of what I would hope I would be able to like talk myself into if I was forced into prison.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lauren, I'm over here.
I was trying to figure out who this guy was.
No, yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. It's weird. Like let me save a couple of these for later.
Such a good show.
Would you come visit me in jail?
Yeah, of course I come visit you in jail.
And what's the, what length of term would be a non-starter for you?
What's the length of term that you would wait for me in jail?
You?
Yeah.
Oh, 3 months.
3 months?
I'm kidding. It would depend on what you did. And did you do it?
Okay. So just say I did it, but it's only a year. Would you wait?
A year?
Yeah. Would you wait for me? We have to be monogamous. You can't go around fucking other bitches.
Oh.
Yeah, no chance. You're kidding?
No, it's fine, yeah. A year.
Are you going to hear for me?
Yeah.
That's so nice. I would hear for you.
Yeah.
I would hear for you.
2 years? 5 years. What if I didn't do it? That would be tough. I would want you to have committed that crime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. If you didn't do it, it'd be tough.
No, that would be hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be really hard.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh God, she didn't. This is unfair.
Yeah, this
but
sucks.
If he did it,
yeah. You'd feel less bad. If they did something really bad, you would feel less bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, leaving that person.
Yeah.
But there's only 3 episodes out and we're dying and we're counting down the days to the next episode. And it's only a 6 episode series. And I'm glad that we go into it knowing that, because there's nothing worse than being on like the 5th episode, like thinking and mentally and emotionally preparing.
Oh, we got 5 more.
Yeah, you got 5 more or 3 more, even for an 8 episode series. It's 6.
Yeah.
It's 6.
Not, I feel like they used to make 24 episode seasons. They don't do that anymore.
They don't do that anymore. They don't do that.
They're not running ads
but
anymore.
The good news is that you get about a total of 6 hours of Taron Egerton.
True. True.
Looking hot as shit.
Huh.
You said it first.
I don't think I said those words.
Hot as shit?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
You said that you wanted to insert him.
Into your life. Ugh. Next week's 100 episodes. Thank you for joining us for the journey. We have some fire coming at you next week. Mm-hmm. Throw your alerts on.
All the alerts on.
Sex tape dropping.
Dropping with a new Wild Till 9 sign.
Maybe.
Fingers crossed.
Lafia, it's all for you. Good night.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.